Remember, where were you when those 2016 U.S. election results started coming in?
Oh, yeah.
It was a shock, right?
I
Right, like the whole
do.
world was watching. And afterwards, everyone was kind of like, what does this even mean? Could this happen anywhere?
It really felt like one of those big political earthquakes, you
Yeah.
know? And then you start thinking about the aftershocks, like how those ripples spread out and could maybe even change things in ways you'd never expect.
And that's what we're diving into today, those ideological spillovers. This time, we're looking at a study that investigated whether the 2016 U.S. election had an impact on what people in Europe believe.
Yeah. And to be even more specific, they wanted to see if it made Europeans more likely to have similar views to those that were becoming more popular in the US at the time.
Right. Or if it like totally backfired and made them think the opposite.
Exactly.
So to figure this out, a team of researchers decided to focus on Western European countries, places with strong ties to the US. And they used some really interesting data. They didn't just use any online poll. This is some serious research here. Their findings were published in a top economics journal.
And the way they set up this whole study was really smart. They used two huge surveys that were done in Europe, the Eurobarometer and the European Social Survey.
Okay, so big data.
Yeah.
But what makes those two special?
The timing. They were able to look at people's answers from right before the 2016 election and compare them to their answers right after, almost like a time machine.
Oh, wow.
It let them isolate the impact of that one event.
So like a before and after snapshot of what everyone thought.
Exactly.
Did they account for any other things that could have messed up the results around that same time?
Yeah, of course, you have to do that with research like this. They were really careful to control for things like demographics, age, gender, all that, social backgrounds, all of it. And the data was fine.
Okay, so we've got a solid study design, a fascinating question. Give me the results. Was it a case of ideological contagion, like some people predicted, or something else entirely?
Get ready for this. They actually found zero evidence that Europeans became more aligned with the views of, well, the new US administration.
Oh, wow, seriously. So what happened? Did everyone just go back to their normal lives?
Not really. It looks like the 2016 election might have actually had the opposite effect.
Wait, really? Tell me more.
So the data's telling us the election might have made Europeans think in a more globally minded way, especially when it came to things like globalization and immigration.
That's interesting. Are you saying that watching that election actually made people more open to the world?
It seems that way. For example, the Eurobarometer asked people if they agreed with the statement, immigrants contribute a lot to society. After the US election, agreement with that actually went up.
Wow. It's like the opposite of what some people thought would happen.
And researchers are calling this a backlash effect. Like, the election was this giant wake-up call that made people reconsider their own values and hold on to them even tighter.
Makes you think of that saying, you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yeah.
Maybe seeing a shift in a country so closely connected to their own valley made them like their own systems even more.
That's definitely possible. It really highlights how these big global events can make us rethink our own beliefs and priorities. But wait, there's more. And this is where it gets even more interesting.
Okay, what else is there? Did everyone react the same way, or were there some interesting differences in how different people responded?
You're one step ahead of me. The study actually found some fascinating nuances in how this backlash effect worked.
So it's not like every single person in Europe had the same reaction. What kind of variations did they see?
Some really interesting ones, actually. So first, they found that women and younger people seem to experience a stronger backlash effect than men or older people did.
Huh. That's not what I expected.
Why do you think women and young people had such a different reaction?
It's hard to know for sure without doing even more research, but it could be that those groups are often more affected by things like policies about social justice and equality.
Yeah.
And you might remember that those issues were a big part of what people were talking about during the 2016 US election.
Yeah, true. It makes you think maybe it felt more personal to them, like more was at stake. Did they find any regional differences within Europe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The backlash effect was a lot stronger in Latin and Scandinavian countries.
Okay.
But in Germanic countries like Germany and Austria, they didn't see that same increase in support for globalization.
Interesting. Makes sense, though, if you think about the different histories and politics of those places. Maybe those things made a difference.
Could be. And get this, they also looked into the role of social media.
Okay.
People who were on social media a lot showed even bigger backlash effects. Wow, really? That's interesting. It makes you wonder if seeing everyone else's reactions and all those conversations happening online changed how people felt about the news. Like maybe you created a feedback loop or something.
It's definitely possible. It's not like social media just tells you what's going on. A lot of times it makes you feel way more strongly about it too, you know?
Yeah.
All that back and forth, hearing about it constantly, it probably all has an effect on people's opinions.
Yeah, for sure. So we've got these interesting things that happened right afterwards. But did this whole shift toward more globally minded views actually last? Did people wake up in 2017 and every year after that still feeling more committed to globalization?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
This study was like a snapshot. It just focused on that time period right before and after the election. To know for sure if it was a temporary thing or the beginning of a real change, you'd need more research.
Okay, so we can't say that the 2016 election turned all of Europe into globalization fanatics.
Yeah.
But even if it was just temporary, it's still important, don't you think?
For sure. I mean, it challenges the idea that when one country's politics change, everyone else will just follow along, like dominoes.
Right.
It shows that people aren't just going with the flow in this globalized world. They react, they change their minds, and sometimes they resist in ways you don't expect at all.
Yeah. And it's not the same for everyone either, right?
Yeah.
Like the fact that we're seeing these differences between genders, age groups, even whole regions of Europe, that tells us something too.
Definitely. It reminds us that it's not always a simple, this happened, so this other thing happened kind of thing.
Yeah.
We all experience the world in different ways, depending on where we're coming from, who we know, even how we get our information.
It makes you think about everything that's happened around the world since then. It's not like things have calmed down. The pandemic, the war in Ukraine, all these social and political movements happening. Did those events spark those same kinds of spillovers? And if they did, how are those affecting all of us?
Now, those are good questions. We tend to think of globalization in terms of like the economy and stuff, but ideas and values spread the same way. What happens in one part of the world can really affect other places far away. It can change how people think and feel in ways we're just starting to figure out.
Yeah, and maybe, just maybe, some of those events actually made that backlash effect even stronger. Like each time some big event happens, it changes how we see the world a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It looks like we're all having this big global conversation, even if we don't even realize it. I don't know. Starting out talking about this one election has really got me thinking about how connected we all are.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I love about doing this kind of research. You start with one specific thing, like we did with the 2016 election, and it helps you see so much more, like how one event can have these huge ripple effects and even change how we think about the world.
Yeah, it makes you realize that all the news we see isn't just information. It's actually shaping our opinions and values, even if we're not thinking about it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then how we react to the news, like the conversations we have or opinions, that's all part of it too. It's a two-way street.
This has been really interesting. I'm definitely going to look at the news a little differently now.
I'm glad to hear that. But just remember, this is just one study. It's like one piece of a really big puzzle. And it brings up even more questions than it answers.
That's true. It makes you wonder, are we living in a time with way more of these ideological spillovers than before? Are these global events happening more and more? Are we just more connected because of things like social media? Or are we just more aware of these spillovers now than we used to be?
Now, those are some really interesting questions. We usually think of globalization as like an economic thing, but ideas and values are globalized too. What happens in one place can totally affect people's thinking and feelings somewhere else, even in ways we're just starting to understand.
It's kind of like we're all part of this giant global brain trying to make sense of it all together.
Exactly. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive for today. Thanks for listening.